Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Andreas Hoffman. How are you, Andreas?
Oh, fine today. Thank you.
Excellent. We're going to be talking about wine labels, and in particular, I want to have a quick chat about your machines, because you sell machines that manufacture labels, or small run labels anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, we are a manufacturer of specialty color label printers, and we do little machines based on inkjet technology up to large machinery based on laser technology, where you can produce from one label to 50,000 wine labels just on the spot. I mean, whatever you need.
Okay, so who would typically buy and use your labeling machines?
Well, actually, I mean, all wineries are good customers for that, because the personalization of the product these days, it's getting stronger and stronger. There's demand from their customers to personalize the wine, make special editions for hotels, for little stores, for events like weddings, company events. So that's a big thing today. You have to be a little bit different to, let's say, the mass product in the market.
I get occasionally asked, you know, can you supply wine for the wedding? Would like a personalized label? And we just tell them, no, we can't. We don't do that, just because it's quite a hassle. But is your product geared towards someone like myself who would be doing that sort of thing? Or is it mainly focused on wineries and all that sort of stuff?
No, it's not really on wineries. It's also all the importers and traders of the product who have a use of this. There are lots of companies popping up these days who are offering the wine and even spirits in a customized way. I mean, these importers are all around the globe, and you can just call them, send them a list of names, for example, and they print you individual labels and put them on the bottle, and that's it.
And you mentioned that you do inkjet printers and laser printers. My experience with inkjet printers is that when they get wet, they smudge.
Yeah, that's right. Usually inkjet is not water resistant by nature. But we developed together with the paper industry and also the plastic industry special surfaces on the labels, which allow the ink to sink into the surface and get more or less waterproof. I mean, we say more water resistant because waterproof means you have to keep the label underwater for a long time, which does never happen for a wine bottle.
Yep.
But we are very smudge and water resistant, scratch resistant on the surface. And this type of paper has been developed by a couple of manufacturers in the last years, because there's also demand in the whole photo business, where people at home print photos on their inkjet printers.
So is it very much similar to an inkjet photo printer that you've got? Or?
It's quite similar, yeah. But the only difference is that all these printers we manufacture are made for supplying, or let's say using roll supplies and not sheet supplies.
Oh, okay. So you feed it a roll of paper and it prints on, as opposed to individual sheets.
Exactly. So the beauty on the roll is, I mean, if you print a couple of labels, you can put them in a second machine then and apply it automatic to the bottles, because to get a label straight manually is a very time-consuming task.
Okay. And do you sell the labelication machines as well?
Yeah, we also do applicators for the small runs. I mean, it's not even small. Our applicator can do up to 1,200 bottles an hour. It's a semi-automatic machine where you just put the bottle in, press a foot switch, and the label gets applied, either one label or two labels, so front and back side on the bottle.
Okay. And I presume when you're on your labeling roll, you need to print a front and then a back and then a front and a back. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly the beauty on digital printing, because you can alternate your label. You can even have a label roll with different size of labels for front and back side. I mean, there's no limit. You can manufacture a label in any size and shape, whatever the customer demands.
The acid test, obviously, for labeling is how much does it cost? You know, are you a pennies a label or a pounds a label, or what's the?
The cost per label is
ignoring the capital cost of the machine.
Yeah, the cost per label is quite low. I mean, it's usually from, depends a little bit, of course, on ink saturation, because as on every printer, the supplies, so the ink is the costly part. The cost vary on a typical wine label from 1 cent up to 10 cents. I mean, it's a wide bandwidth, but again, it's a saturation. So if you print really black labels, it's getting more expensive. But usually wine label has a lot of white and text. And so we always say, and on average, calculate 2-3 cents for a label. That makes sense.
Oh, that's not too bad, is it? And the paper itself, You said that the front label can be a different shape to the back label. I presume it's all, it's got glue on the back. It's just like a normal sticky label, is it?
Yeah, it's sticky labels. It's acrylic glue we're using. And there are different kinds of glues. Obviously, we have a kind of standard glue, which can even be washed off on the bottles if people like to recycle it. But it's getting very rare these days.
What, recycling the bottles or the glue?
No, recycling the bottles. I mean, that's most of the bottles. Not, I mean, recycling the way that in the old days they washed off the labels of the bottles and refilled it. But today I think most of the bottles get just collected in big bins and get melted down and they make new bottles out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now, that's cool. And the machines themselves, you said that there's a range of machines from inkjet labels all the way through to laser printers and all that. What sort of price range are you looking at for these machines?
The smallest machine we have, which is already good for making wine labels, it's about a 4-inch wide machine, starting at around £1,000.
And does that take a roll and feed it in? And
yeah, you just put a roll there in the machine, and it is a one cartridge based system, so it's about £1,000. And then we have a bigger machinery with.
When you say cartridge, it's got one ink cartridge. Is
yeah,
it,
the small machine has just one cartridge, so it's quite easy to use. So.
But expensive.
Yeah, if it's much more expensive. Yeah, because the cartridge contains everything, the print head and the three colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bigger machine, it's about £2,000, has separate ink tanks, CMYK, also a separate ink head. So every part is individually replaceable, which brings down the cost a lot for the label.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? I buy my printers from a company called Continue Ink, and they just sell you ink in a tube, and you just squirt it in, and it's really cheap printing. But because I always find it's the cost of the ink that's the killer. They always charge an arm and a leg for the ink. Do you sell the ink for your printers, or where do you source the ink? Is it standard inks?
It's not really standard based ink. I mean, all our technology, by the way, it's based on Lexmark technology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's no secret. We have a very long relationship with Lexmark on developing these printers. But as we said previously, to guarantee these water resistance on the label, we have a little bit different based ink. Our ink is what you call dye-based ink. Most of the desktop printers have a pigment-based ink. A pigment obviously is a little color particle which stays on the surface of a label, so it can be easier washed off, whereas dye-based ink is just getting into the label. And so we have a special cartridge made from Lexmark for us. I mean, refilling obviously is always happening in the market, that people source ink somewhere, but the problem is if you do this, I mean, it takes a lot of time, it's messy, you have not the same color as with the original one, and it doesn't really make sense for people who want to run a business with their machine, and they're usually not spending time, but for home users it makes sense. I mean, they fiddle a lot around with their printers. So
for a sort of a decent sized winery, what sort of machinery would they be looking at?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned in the beginning, we have a range of machines. So the small inkjet ones are usually good for people making one label, 10 labels, 100 labels, up to 1,000 labels a day, we say. The inkjet technology is quite good and reasonable in price. But when it comes to volume, we also have a big system, which is called the CXFX machinery. This is basically about a ton of machines. So it's really big, about 4 meter long. And it's around 45,000 pound cost, but this is a real digital production unit. I mean, digital labeling machine where you print on a wide roll, 5 meters per minute. It gets digitally cutted and weeded and slitted then onto individual rolls. So with this type of machine, you have your little print shop really in your factory. And when looking at the big companies here, the wineries who are producing millions of bottles every year, for them, this type of technology is interesting when it comes to produce special runs. For example, they get an order, 50,000 bottles for Marks & Spencer, for example. They can just do the label in time without waiting for any external suppliers. And that's where we're exactly selling these type of machines.
Okay then, Andreas. I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Cheers.